The lunch hour at Lucy's Big Burger in Abilene is usually a rush, but it will be even crazier on Thanksgiving Day. About 100 volunteers will join Lucy's owners Robert and Amy Graven to serve a traditional Thanksgiving meal between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Based on crowds of past years, the Gravens are expecting to feed about 600 folks.
We have more desserts usually than we know what to do with, so we want to be able to just feed them till they pop, till they can't hold anymore.
The meal is free of charge for anyone, and there won't be an assembly line. People will be served just like any typical day in the restaurant. Robert says a mix of people will show up, from couples that have no family visiting, to Dice airmen and students who can't make it home, and also families without the means to afford a good meal.
I had no idea just how many people there are that either don't have a place to go or can't afford, you know, something nice to fix for their family. It's overwhelming to see just how much need there is. And we like to do it. That's why we do it.
Robert delegates a group of volunteers to smoke and fry turkeys, while Amy makes the dressing and coordinates a lot of desserts.
And it is just, it's a blast for all of us. We're exhausted, but it's so well worth it. We get the greatest joy out of it, and all the volunteers do.
Amy says she never worries about the cost, because so many of their regular customers step up with donations.
This is still a community outreach dinner from not just Abilene residents, but I have residents in Haskell that come in and give monetary donations. And I mean, we're very blessed from our customers to help us as well.
Amy is the youngest of 9 children. When it comes to the holidays, it's the more the merrier for her.
Growing up, oh my gosh, there was so many of us, and so this isn't, as far as the crowd, that's nothing new to me.
Amy remembers her brothers bringing friends home on Thanksgiving, and her mother always taking care of unexpected guests.
My mom never turned anybody away. She fed them, and just like if it was one of her own children. And so I grew up watching my mom demonstrate the love of Jesus to other people.
Amy says feeding people has always been a desire of her heart, and now she can follow her mother's example of loving people through hospitality. For KACU, I'm Joy Banala.